Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
Ben Cherington yesterday, Pirates general manager, saying, nah, not trading Paul Skeens. The man who asked the question, the brave young lad, joins us right now. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That's Noah Hiles. Noah, good morning to you today. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, Adam. How are you?
I appreciate a great bit. And last week, we crushed you for a story you told us about hats, and now you are wearing a 10-gallon cowboy hat, and I've never been happier to be trolled my entire life. That is just a brilliant move by you.
This is just what I wear around my house on Friday mornings. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have a
dog? I'm not allowed to talk about hats on this show, so what do you have about baseball?
Well, no, I'm happy someone asked the damn question of Ben Cherington, and okay, what did you think about his answer? I didn't know. Are you a Knicks fan too? Now I'm going to ask you another question about your hat.
Yeah, huge Knicks fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big game tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that loss the other night. That was some fortunate choking and a really, it was some bad luck too. Anyway, all right, so you asked the question, what did you think about Ben Cherington's answer?
I wish there was video to accompany that answer, because the look that he gave when I was asking that question and when he delivered that one sentence response was kind of a look of thank God someone asked me this, because it seems like everyone has had an opinion on what they're going to do regarding this potential move, aside from the man who can actually make the move. So it seemed like he was relieved that when he sat down, he had an idea of what he was going to be asked about. And I think he was hoping someone please ask me if I'm going to trade Paul. And then I think that was like the second to last question asked. And when it finally arrived, he got this big smile and he was like, no, that's not part of our plans.
Do you think he understands? I agree with you that it shouldn't be part of their plans. And we'll get to that element of it in a second. Do you think he understands, though, why it's become national discourse, and the why is because he's done a terrible job as general manager of this baseball club? I mean, they're 17 games under 500. That's why the Paul Skeens stuff has come out nationally, because they are so bad. And from the 30,000 foot view, they don't look like they're anywhere close to competing. It's all his fault.
I do think Ben's pretty self-aware. I think he is aware of his, surroundings or what's going on outside the organization. He's aware of the chatter and whatnot. So, yeah, I think he gets it. I don't think he's obviously thrilled with it, and nor should he be. But, yeah, I do think he's cognizant of why this dialogue surfaced and why it's gained steam. I found it ironic that my coworker, Colin Beasley, tweeted the quote during the press conference, and I have Twitter notifications on for him. And I went to look at my Twitter notifications, and right beneath Colin's tweeting the quote was a story written by a national insider saying why the Pirates should consider trading Paul Skeens. And it was just incredibly ironic, because it is a big conversation. It's probably the number one talking point right now connected to this organization. And as you said, Adam, that's just a direct product of the team's poor performance. When you play this poorly, extreme talking points like this surface.
Noah Hyles joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Noah, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, does a great job covering the team. What is Paul Skene's perspective on all of this? What's his vibe like walking around the clubhouse? And correct me if I'm wrong, nobody has asked him yet about any trade speculation.
No one has asked him about that. Candidly, I hope no one does, just because it's just going to make him upset and he can be tough to deal with during these times. And I don't say that as a slight to him or as his character or anything. It's just, this is a guy who is highly motivated to win. He's upheld his end of the bargain all season, and it still hasn't worked out. So he's going to be miserable in that clubhouse, and not miserable as in like trade me, but more miserable on the line of why the heck can't we win baseball games? And I said this to someone else recently this week. He would be feeling this way if he was losing on any team. If his little league team had this record, he would be this upset. If he was on the Dodgers, who had a $300 million payroll, and they were playing this poorly, he would feel the same way. I don't think it's, oh my God, I'm stuck in Pittsburgh with this owner and this situation and this and that. It's as simple as, are we winning or are we not with this guy? And right now, they're just not winning. So he's pissed. He's not really a happy camper to be around, to talk to. And you kind of just gotta understand that and accept it as someone who covers them. But that changes if they win. I think that if they start playing better baseball, we'll see him in a little bit better of a mood, and maybe we can talk about trade speculation for a trade that's never ever going to happen.
So your best guess is that he is not going to get asked that question then after his start today.
I'm not asking it. I'll say that. And you know,
what if he wins, Noah, and he's in a great mood and what if he throws a no hitter? That might not be the right time to ask him.
No, I mean, again, someone else can, and someone else might, and you could say, oh, he's ducking the hard questions. I don't really view that as a hard question, because a hard question is something that actually pertains to reality.
Couldn't you? I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, because here's the dirty little secret. I have a credential. If I wanted to be a tough guy, I could come down and ask the question myself, so I'm not criticizing. But couldn't you ask, hey, Paul, there's all this weird national speculation that you want out of town. Like, how do you feel about that? You could ask it that. Make the national talking heads look like boobs.
I could.
But you're not going to.
I mean, or I could just ask him about, from my experience, the best way to get a good answer from Paul Skene is by asking him questions about baseball. That's what he wants to talk about. And if you want to get a one-word answer and a mean look to follow, ask a question like what you just said.
You haven't heard, like, through the grapevine or, you know, just walking around the clubhouse that he, you know, would want to force his way out of here or anything like that, no?
No, I don't think that's his style. I mean, this is a guy who, like, look at his background. He respects authority. I think he really wants this team to be better. And I think that he hopes moving forward that now that this season looks to be lost, that a lot of growing and learning can come from that. And I think that he hopes that there's growth not just only in that clubhouse, but in the front office and in the owner's box, that everyone can see what unfolded here in 2025 and say, you know what? Maybe they should have done a little bit more this offseason. People in the clubhouse, front office, ownership, everyone. I think that's his hope, is that, yeah, I'm not going to force my way out, but I really hope this was a wake-up call to all parties involved.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would not trade Paul Skenes, even if you consider what Mark Feinstein of MLB.com wrote the other day. He talked to an AL executive who said like a hypothetical trade with the Red Sox would yield their top three prospects, including the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball and a couple of Major League players. I wouldn't do that because I think with the right GM at the helm, Noah, and people kill me for this, I don't think it would take all that long with this rotation to get them back into contention. And what I've said is two off seasons ago, Noah, they spent $35 million, 10 of which was on a reliever in Aroldis Chapman. If they wanted, they could have had Rhys Hoskins as their first baseman. This offseason, they could have had Austin Hayes instead of Tommy Pham. They could have had Gavin Lux instead of Adam Frazier. So in two offseasons, you could have added three legit major leaguers to this lineup, and you'd have Joey Bart, you'd have Brian Reynolds, you'd have O'Neill Cruz. I think that lineup could at least be average. With that lineup in this rotation, I think you are competitive. Am I wrong in thinking that with the right leadership, they could be not that far away?
I think there's a chance that that could happen, yeah. I don't think it's as much of a given as some people, I'm not necessarily even saying you, view that to be. This year taught me a few things, and one of them is that it's more than just a spending on money, or it's more than just spending on players. It's a bigger problem than that. They need to invest in so many other areas. They're behind in technology. They're behind in analytics. They're behind in coaching. They're behind in development. All of these areas also need a lot more funding. Otherwise, you know, the players that the Pirates are going to sign, like you just said, I mean, Yankees fans are probably like, they would laugh hearing you say like, oh, this team's just an Austin Hayes and a Gavin Lux away from being a playoff team.
Well,
like,
and
that's a sad reality.
And Rhys Hoskins.
And Rhys Hoskins, right? Like that's, those aren't moves that like true World Series contenders are saying. But that's just the reality of what the Pirates are in. So when you're bringing in players of those caliber who have had good seasons, you need to surround them in ideal situations. And right now, that's not what this organization is doing for its incoming hitters. These are guys that every player that they're acquiring is probably someone who needs a little bit more of an edge on the data side of the game.
Sure.
They need a little bit more information rather than less information when it comes to day-to-day game planning. And it seems like the Pirates are really behind in that area as well. So you, sure, you need to invest more in player payroll, but you need to invest more in other areas that are, quite frankly, helping teams of this size of a market win games. Where players go there and they have some of the best years of their career, as opposed to here where seemingly everyone comes in and regresses. So I think it's going to take a little bit more than just signing guys who are a little bit more expensive than Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. I think that's a big start, but they're going to have to up the investment in pretty much every area of this operation. It's not just player payroll.
We ask you this every time you're on, and we understand that information changes, and so too should reporting and opinion. Do you think Ben Cherington will be the GM next year?
I don't think so. I mean, I just... when I delivered those, that original report, I delivered it the day he fired Derek Shelton.
Sure. Yeah.
And and the original wording was, this is going to be connected to how well Don Kelly can manage this team. And Don Kelly could essentially save Ben Cherington's job. But I think the way this is trending now, this looks to be Ben's final year. But again, this isn't me reporting that. This is a very fluid situation. This is something that could change. I mean, if they win 10 games in a row, Ben's situation might be a little bit more comfortable. But from what I'm hearing now, yeah, it looks like his seat is very, very hot.
Noah, this was wonderful. One more piece of advice, though I'm not the best at giving advice, and I'm certainly not going to tell you how to do your job, but I think if you wear the 10-gallon hat when you ask Paul Skeens about being traded, I think he's probably not going to F with you, man. You look pretty badass wearing that thing.
I reckon I'd be hitting the road now, partner.
See you, Noah.
Thanks for having me on, Adam.
You're the man.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.